You will hear a psychologist called Sheena Smith talking about studying human behaviour. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Sheena, you're a behavioural psychologist, which means you study the way people behave. What's so interesting about human behaviour for you?
Everyone's a psychologist, really, aren't they? I mean, we're all fascinated by what other people do, especially when it isn't what we do ourselves. I guess that's the heart of the matter for me these days. I've always been pretty good at reading people's faces and understanding how they really feel. And that's what first got me interested in psychology.
One of your earliest experiences of observing behaviour was seeing what your father did when he answered the phone. Tell us about that.
Well, he had quite a strong local accent, but whenever he picked up the phone, he'd speak in what I used to call his telephone voice. He sort of became a bit more posh. My mum and I would exchange secret smiles when we heard him. What sticks in my mind is the thrill of realising that once he knew who was calling, he'd either carry on with the posh voice or relax into his normal way of speaking if he felt comfortable with them.
What kind of things did you study during your psychology degree?
I enjoyed writing about how we're affected by social norms. We like to think we're complex and individual, and yet we all tend to behave in similar ways when faced with the same situation. It isn't that we couldn't do something differently if we felt like it, but we do what's expected of us. People rarely challenge fixed ideas, even if they like to think of themselves as different. Sooner or later, we realise it's easier to go along with the crowd.
One of your first projects was studying how people behave in lifts, wasn't it?
Yes. At the beginning of the project, I assumed that if I started a conversation in a lift, people would join in. But they just nodded politely and went back to staring at their phones. I couldn't believe it. It's the lack of space in lifts that makes people worry about appearing strange or threatening. So people do nothing at all.
What are you working on at the moment?
I'm looking at behaviour that seems irrational, that appears to make little sense, like waiting in a long queue because we think there must be something worth waiting for. But if we see an empty restaurant, we won't go in. It's not difficult to understand why. I thought I could put an original slant on the work, but I've realised this research isn't going to change the world of psychology. That doesn't make it any less interesting than other research, though.
What's been your favourite project so far?
I did some research about the psychology of giving gifts. People are as happy to receive small gifts as larger ones, except when they learn the cost of the item. Then they start judging it. That was news to me. I'd imagined people wouldn't be bothered. That was the first article I had published in my professional career, so it was a very satisfying piece of research.
What would you like to study that you haven't yet?
I'm interested in people's behaviour behind closed doors. The way we behave publicly and in private can be enormously different. You can't observe people without their knowledge, so studies like this require careful setting up. It isn't that it can't be done. You have to observe people for long enough until they forget they're being observed. Video cameras are the best way to do this. It's easy to find participants for this kind of study, though people don't always like what they see of themselves.
Now you will hear part four again.
Sheena, you're a behavioural psychologist, which means you study the way people behave. What's so interesting about human behaviour for you?
Everyone's a psychologist, really, aren't they? I mean, we're all fascinated by what other people do, especially when it isn't what we do ourselves. I guess that's the heart of the matter for me these days. I've always been pretty good at reading people's faces and understanding how they really feel, and that's what first got me interested in psychology.
One of your earliest experiences of observing behaviour was seeing what your father did when he answered the phone. Tell us about that.
Well, he had quite a strong local accent, but whenever he picked up the phone, he'd speak in what I used to call his telephone voice. He sort of became a bit more posh. My mum and I would exchange secret smiles when we heard him. What sticks in my mind is the thrill of realising that once he knew who was calling, he'd either carry on with the posh voice or relax into his normal way of speaking if he felt comfortable with them.
What kind of things did you study during your psychology degree?
I enjoyed writing about how we're affected by social norms. We like to think we're complex and individual, and yet we all tend to behave in similar ways when faced with the same situation. It isn't that we couldn't do something differently if we felt like it, but we do what's expected of us. People rarely challenge fixed ideas, even if they like to think of themselves as different. Sooner or later, we realise it's easier to go along with the crowd.
One of your first projects was studying how people behave in lifts, wasn't it?
Yes. At the beginning of the project, I assumed that if I started a conversation in a lift, people would join in. But they just nodded politely and went back to staring at their phones. I couldn't believe it. It's the lack of space in lifts that makes people worry about appearing strange or threatening. So people do nothing at all.
What are you working on at the moment?
I'm looking at behaviour that seems irrational, that appears to make little sense, like waiting in a long queue because we think there must be something worth waiting for. But if we see an empty restaurant, we won't go in. It's not difficult to understand why. I thought I could put an original slant on the work, but I've realised this research isn't going to change the world of psychology. That doesn't make it any less interesting than other research, though.
What's been your favourite project so far?
I did some research about the psychology of giving gifts. People are as happy to receive small gifts as larger ones, except when they learn the cost of the item. Then they start judging it. That was news to me. I'd imagined people wouldn't be bothered. That was the first article I had published in my professional career, so it was a very satisfying piece of research.
What would you like to study that you haven't yet?
I'm interested in people's behaviour behind closed doors. The way we behave publicly and in private can be enormously different. You can't observe people without their knowledge, so studies like this require careful setting up. It isn't that it can't be done. You have to observe people for long enough until they forget they're being observed. Video cameras are the best way to do this. It's easy to find participants for this kind of study, though people don't always like what they see of themselves.
That is the end of part four.